Well, thanks for joining us as we continue through the Advent season in our daily devotionals. In today's passage, the Apostle Paul compares the Old and New Covenant. He reminded the Corinthians that when Moses, the mediator of the Old Covenant, came down from Mount Sinai, where God gave him the law, God's glory reflected from his face so brilliantly that the Israelites couldn't look at Moses. The law that Moses communicated was holy and righteous and good, but the Israelites had trouble accepting and following the law, and the glory faded. But now, through Jesus, our great hope, the glory has returned. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. With Jesus as the mediator of the new covenant, the glory increases from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. Believers, we don't no longer have to shield ourselves from God's glory. Rather, we are to behold the glory of God. And when the Spirit of the Lord lives in us, there is a great freedom to serve and obey our God. In fact, the Spirit is transforming us into the likeness of Jesus, because Jesus is our great hope. That's the Christmas story in a nutshell. In Jesus, we have significant security, acceptance, and forgiveness. In Jesus, we are empowered by His Spirit to show the world how the glory of the Lord shines through our lives. Today, many people are looking for hope. Something to believe in, something to live for. We all know that people around you will let you down. Circumstances will wear you out. The future may look bleak, and life can be confusing. This Christmas, let's offer hope, certain confidence that can only come from Jesus. And let's boldly share with our family and friends that Jesus, and only Jesus, can transform our life. Father, may we be those who grasp the power of life with Jesus Christ. As we are being transformed into the likeness of our Savior, use the change in us to change those around us. And we want that to happen, Father. We pray it will, in Jesus' name. Amen.